A Juno organization that fights heroin abuse will take a quarter of the money raised during the city's annual Brewfest. Its participation raised the question, is it appropriate for an anti-heroin group to take donations from beer festival, especially considering Alaska's high rates of alcoholism? KTOO's Quentin Chandler looked for the answer at Juno's fifth annual Capital Brewfest.
The party is on at the Juno Rotary's Capital Brewfest. There's a stage, live music, and a large room packed with people drinking from short glasses of beer. The organization Juno Stop Heroin Start Talking is passing out koozies that say beer and bacon are 100% better for you than heroin. Adam Beekler isn't too concerned.
It's weird, but a lot of programs will substitute one addiction with another, and I think the majority of people would agree that beer is a better addiction than heroin.
Each year, the Juno Rotary partners with another organization to help throw the Brewfest. The partner gets 25% of the money the festival raises. Rotary officials say historically the event raises about $25,000. But should Michelle Morgan's organization, Juno Stop Heroin, Start Talking, take that money? The CDC has reported Alaska has one of the highest rates of binge drinking in the country. The state reported in 2010 Alaska had the highest rate of fetal alcohol syndrome. Morgan agrees that alcohol can be dangerous, but says the Brewfest is a legal event and it gives her a chance to spread her message.
I did the Bacon Fest and we did the same thing. Bacon is 100% better for you than heroin. Anything is better for you than heroin. I mean, it can kill you with one mistake.
She says she will go to any event to spread awareness and try to save the next generation from the dangers of heroin. Morgan says the money she gets from the Rotary will help fund her awareness campaign. It will also help in a new venture. She and a woman whose son died from heroin abuse are planning to take the message into Juneau's schools. Morgan wants to talk about the state's report that Southeast Alaska saw a near 500% increase in hepatitis C cases in 5 years. The report links the increase to injection drug use. And Juneau. I'm Quentin Chandler.